Yeah, just the squad's fatigued, really. Do you mean they were tired? They put so much into the game. I just had to monitor their training load this week to make sure we've got plenty in the tank come the weekend. But yeah, we'll be ready.
You said to us on Saturday that you're quite adamant. You didn't think it was a good point.
No.
You still stand by that then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think when you're leading the game 2-0 with 10 seconds in the clock to go, whatever the case may be, then it's not a good point.
It's good to hear, isn't it? If you're a Preston North End fan and you reckon a point away at Fulham's not a good point, the manager's view of that, that would, to me, seem quite good to hear.
Well, I don't know. It's up to how they want to read in it. I mean, I'm not saying it for the benefit of the fans or for anybody else. I'm saying it because that's what I think about my team and how we played. I thought we played really well. I thought we had to adapt our style within the game because of the way the game was panning out and the fact we lost a couple of key players. And I felt we did enough to earn the 3 points. So regardless whether it's Fulham or anybody else, if I think we should have won the game, I'm not going to say, well, Fulham are very good, so it's a good point. I don't look at it that way.
Have you had to pick the players up this week or not? Because that disappointment?
No, not one bit. They'll be as gutted as anybody after the game. But the one thing you've got to deal with when you're a professional is deal with that disappointment. And what I spoke to the players about on the Monday when we analysed the game and went through things is using that frustration and disappointment as fuel for the next one. Do you know what I mean? I think with the group we've got, it only makes us hungrier to go and make sure we put it right.
What are you, 12 games in now to this season? When does this stop becoming a bright start to becoming something substantial that you could continue?
Probably when you stop writing that it's a bright and encouraging start.
It's as simple as that, is it?
Yeah, well, it doesn't come for us. Do you know what I mean? Because the fact is, we don't say we've had a bright and encouraging start. What we say is we're playing well and we're going to go and try and win all the games that we can win. All the rest of it comes from external factors. It doesn't come from us. I mean, we fancy our chances in each and every game and we're performing well. We believe in what we're doing. And what will always happen, there's always a bit of trepidation for people out with us because they don't understand the inner workings of what we're doing day in, day out. But I'm pretty sure if they come in and had a look, they'd be more confident in the group of players we've got.
What about Wolves? Are you surprised whereabouts Wolves are in the Championship?
No, I think if you look at, obviously, the investment they have had over the past two seasons, you know, they spent a lot on Costa, Caviero as well, so I think it's the best part of £22 million in two players. Neves was £14 million. And then the lads that they have got at the moment, although a lot of them are on loan, I think they're talking about Jota for £14 million as well for Atletico Madrid. So you're not dealing with sort of lower league players or guys who are unproven. You're dealing with guys who have played Champions League football, some of them, and have moved for sort of vast amounts of money. So, but equally, makes absolutely zero difference to me. I'm not really bothered what the transfer fee is. It's 11 guys on the pitch. But I think with that for them comes an air of expectation. So for them to be at the top end of the table isn't surprising with investment and what they've tried to sort of put into the club, really. But equally, we'll go there with real belief that we can beat them.